20 years after the September 11 terrorist attacks in New York, Virginia, and Pennsylvania, residents across North Central Florida still remember what that day was like. Tina Bilius, a 75-year-old from Dunellen, Florida, was living in Lake Worth Beach, Florida on 9/11.
I had just turned the TV on and saw this, and I was just sitting down to have my coffee, and I go, what? And I got up so fast, I spilled my coffee, and I ran in to wake up my roommate and tell her what happened. And she goes, get out of here. You know, she said, come on, because I was joking. I'm always joking. I said, no, this is no joke. This is a bad joke.
Bilius's grandnephew worked as a sommelier in the World Trade Center. Luckily, she said, his boss had told him not to come in that day because a wine shipment was delayed. Gainesville Fire Rescue Assistant Chief Stephen Hessen was working out of Gainesville Fire Rescue Station 2 on 9/11 when he heard the news. Hessen will speak at a remembrance ceremony hosted by the City of Gainesville at Reserve Park at 8:05 a.m. on 9/11.
I think it's important to pay tribute to the heroes that we lost that day. All of the members of the community nationally that were lost, as well as recognize the sacrifices of people both on that day and since then.
While Bilius and Hessen were in Florida during the attacks, Bill Fisher, a 65-year-old who lived in Naples, Florida until he moved to Keswick, Virginia last week, was in New York City on 9/11. Fisher watched United Airlines Flight 175 fly into the South Tower of the World Trade Center.
It was the largest explosion I've ever seen in my life. And that's when it was so obvious that this was not an accident.
Fisher was helping a limping firefighter get to an ambulance when the South Tower collapsed.
As we're walking across the street, the two of us looked at each other because it sounded like a freight train was coming. And we looked straight up, and we could see the tower just coming down in slow motion.
Fisher made it to safety quickly and is reminded of 9/11 each year when he gets messages from coworkers, friends, and family who are thinking of him. Kim Davis, the director of Alachua County Veterans Services, said remembering 9/11 is important.
There were hundreds of people who ran into buildings to save lives, knowing they'll never come out. Don't forget the heroes.
For WUFT News, I'm Nora O'Neill.